What is going on, Wilfrid Laurier University? It is time for Radio Laurier News at Noon. Welcome, everybody. It's October 5th today. Welcome to the show. Let's get started, Rajni.
Sure. So, want to give a big shout out to everyone who got vaccinated because I checked the case numbers, and we've been pretty low. I think today was just over 400, 420 something.
Beautiful.
So yeah, beautiful. Keep up the good work. And also remember that you have to have your vaccine information in by the 8th of October for our SafeHawk app.
Yeah.
Exactly. I should remind everyone about that.
Raji, just so everybody, all our viewers know, because I don't know how I haven't figured this out, I'm sure you know, for the vaccine passport for like regular businesses and whatnot,
yeah,
you just literally show like a screenshot of your vaccine, or is there like an app?
Yeah, like the times when I went out, I just show them the screenshot of my vaccine thing that they emailed me, and that's fine. Just you only need to show the one from your second dose.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple.
And mine actually says on it, you have received two valid doses. So that's quite convenient. Although I know that not all of them have it.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was like more, I don't know, more complicated than that. But no, that's good.
Same. I thought it was going to be like that too. But they're just like, oh, we just need the screenshot. So I was like, okay.
Well, now everybody listening, y'all know. You just show your screenshot, show your ID, and then go have fun in this weird dystopian world that we live in now.
Speaking of dystopian, did you were you affected by that WhatsApp and Instagram outage yesterday?
Hopefully not.
It was gone for like 4 to 6 hours. That was like the worst 4 to 6 hours ever.
No, yeah, I don't know. I saw... Here, I have an article. It's from privacyaffairs.com. Not sure how credible the site is, but one of my roommates sent it to me. So it basically said that the private and personal information of over 1.5 billion Facebook users is being sold on a popular hacking related forum.
Oh my God.
I presume it's on the dark web. So potentially enabling cyber criminals and, you know, people just trying to target whatever your identity and whatnot.
Yeah.
Not too sure how accurate or whatnot this article is, but I thought I'd just bring it up since I did see it. And it makes sense because realistically, like, why, like, if people are wondering why the sites went down, it's like most likely, 100% likely, actually, that has something to do with hacking. And it's also very likely that these companies are kind of trying to cover it up.
Wow.
But that's just a little idea to put in the air. I'm not verifying that, but I thought I'd just throw it out there.
Oh, wow. So the reason it went out was because they were fixing the hack?
That, from this article, which, again, is privacyaffairs.com. Check it out, guys. That's what I'm getting. It seems like that's kind of what's happening. And this article does look pretty legit. Like, they have, like, all these images, like, screenshots and whatnot. But, yeah, again, I'm not gonna say this is, like, factual.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to bring it up there. It does make sense. Like, this happens a lot. People don't realize, you know. Because you have a lot of information. Like, if you're stupid enough to, like, message somebody your credit card information,
especially
through Messenger or DM,
Good luck. I don't know why anyone would do that, but I feel like there was something happening, like, maybe earlier this year. It happened to one of my family members. Like, something had hacked his account and sent a link to a YouTube video or something, and it was like sending it to all of his contacts, like, oh, click on this link. So I didn't click on it because I know that that's like a known scam, but apparently it was like one of those phishing attempts where it makes you click on something to sign in, quote unquote, sign in to your account.
Yeah.
And then it like harvests the information and hacks your other account.
Yeah, that's honestly terrifying.
Yeah.
honestly terrifying. Like, I don't think people realize sort of the extent in today's day and age of, like,
how bad
the capabilities of certain hackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, hackers, spyware, sort of, you know, just anything like that. Like, we're on the iPhone, like, 14 or 13 or whatever at this point, which is ridiculous. You know what I mean? We have some crazy technology. I don't think people really are appreciating sort of the
it's like the it's level. It's so good, and we use it so much that we forget how bad it can be for, you know? Like, how bad it can do.
On this note, Rajni, have you heard about the, what's it called? The Pandora Papers leak.
I actually just read about that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just give a little bit of background to the viewers and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of y'all have probably heard about this. This is a pretty massive story across a lot of different media outlets. So basically, it's like very similar to WikiLeaks in terms of it's kind of like a huge sort of investigative journalism sort of thing where they've uncovered, I think it was 12... Okay, so yeah, sorry. So Pandora Papers is like a large sort of investigative sort of leak that has to do with, I think it was 90 different countries. Let me just double check.
Wow.
Like 90 different countries across the world, multiple like world leaders, like massive world leader. Putin was somewhat involved. And celebrities. Who else was involved? The Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, the King of Jordan was involved. I think one of the family members of the President of Kenya. But yeah, it's basically sort of exposing how all these elite rich people in power have, which is honestly not like a super new thing. I feel like everyone kind of knew this, but like, I guess this is like real evidence. But yeah, basically it's exposing how all these major players in politics and just in the world have these offshore sort of bank accounts where they'll like basically put large amounts of money kind of secretly into an offshore bank account, so into a different country with like pretty lenient tax laws, so that the reasons for this is either A, they don't want
they don't have to pay tax in the home country.
Yeah, exactly. They either don't want to pay taxes or they don't want the people of their country or whatever that they're involved with to know what they're doing with their money. So they sort of like ship it off to different countries. And the ICIJ was behind it. Those are the people. It says 11.9 million confidential files were leaked. Through 600 journalists and 150 media outlets.
I was just reading on it right now, and like even Shakira is implicated in it, apparently. So the thing with it is that they said that the celebrities, I'm assuming, would have would have used these type of accounts for privacy. Like, they wouldn't want their local home bank to know, like, oh, Shakira has an account in this bank, you know? But it got mixed up with all of the underhanded, like, tax evasion type stuff that everyone else was doing. So now it's just, like, I guess they're going to have to sort out, like, who's being legit about it and who's trying to get away from paying their taxes, you know?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's crazy. According to, I'm reading, an Al Jazeera article right now. There are 336 politicians involved in this, and they're from multiple different ninety different nations, including 19 from Russia, and 38 from the Ukraine. I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking at the sort of map of the countries where people were involved. The only like Western country, or not even like the only sort of like European or North American country, is actually the UK that's involved in this. Oh, and Spain and the UK, which I find quite interesting, but I think they're more indirectly involved. But yeah, this is crazy.
I would have thought the US would have something to do with it.
Yeah, my gut feeling, there's no facts to back this, but just what I would assume, knowing a little bit about American politics, is there definitely are directly involved in this, but sort of through these other politicians.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that they're giving donations or even giving some money for, you know, somebody in Lebanon or somebody in Angola to sort of like hide it for them and take the blame. Again, I don't really know, but I'm sure there has to be like one American.
Most likely. And if it's not out just yet, it will probably come out eventually. Like, we'll probably hear about it soon that, oh, so-and-so politician from the U.S. had been involved in this Pandora paper scandal.
Yeah, yeah. It's only a matter of time. Like, there's 12 million documents. I don't know how anyone could have gone through all 12 million documents, you know?
Yeah, it was terabytes of information.
Yeah, so I'm sure, yeah, I'm honestly pretty positive this is gonna blow up. But the thing is, as crazy as this is, I feel like these sort of leaks happen all the time, like every 4 years. Like, in 2016, we had the Panama Papers.
Yeah.
We're kind of similar to this somewhat. And it's just kind of like people can't really, we don't have the power to like change the tax laws or incarcerate people. Because offshore bank accounts aren't necessarily illegal.
Illegal, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is really illegal about having a bank account in a different country, but it's just like, it's like the fine line between what's illegal and what's unethical.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Because while it's technically okay, it's not right to be funneling that amount of money into something when you should be paying taxes on it for the good of your own country, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of the time when people do this stuff, it is for illegal reasons. I'm going to give a quick analogy to the viewers, or I guess comparison. I don't know what you call it. I'm not good with words. But I'm sure a lot of people have seen The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty famous. It's going to be one of the classic movies probably ever. And just to quickly kind of draw a comparison, because I watched this like a couple days before I saw these leaks. So basically, the main character in the movie, he's like an illegal stockbroker. Like, he's frauding the stock market. And as soon as the FBI gets onto his case,
he starts shifting the money out.
Exactly. He ships money to Switzerland because the Swiss tax laws basically allowed him, or basically prevented the FBI from investigating his accounts, regardless of how, you know, proper they were. And
exactly.
Yeah, like, he did get arrested in the end, but that's the general principle of, like, how certain people would use this for their benefit. And yeah.
Yeah, because if you've made a lot of money in, like, an underhanded way, you need to get it to somewhere that the FBI has no jurisdiction over them to, like, ask for requests of your records, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that movie, but at the same time, it's like, these are real issues, and it's kind of hard to be entertained when you know that, like, these type of things are why there's so much, like, social inequality happening, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Like, if that movie didn't make you hate capitalism, I don't know what would, honestly. I don't know what would. That was just, yeah. But, yeah, guys, if you want to check out more on the Pandora Papers, there's a lot. It's kind of hard to summarize it because it's so extensive. Just check any major news outlet, Al Jazeera, Guardian, whatever you get your news from, I'm sure they'll have something on it. And yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not sure, have you had to renew a lease anytime this year?
Technically, yes. But it, like, I never actually did it, but yeah.
Oh, so you didn't have to move out of your apartment or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was just going to comment about how hard it is right now in Waterloo to find a place. especially if you're not a student, because like, okay, so when WhatsApp and Insta was out yesterday, I was just scrolling through Reddit on the Waterloo page, and I seen a lot of people complaining about how hard it is to find a house or find an apartment. And apparently, I'm not sure if you've looked on Facebook recently, but I've seen, like, although Facebook says that you're not allowed to discriminate based on, like, race or nationality or whatever for rental listings, lots of people do post rental listings that say, like, Indian only.
Oh, yeah.
For example. Yeah. And it's, like, that seems, I don't know why is that allowed to continue, because it's not like you can put white only or Asian only on a listing. Like, that's flat out discrimination.
Nah, like, I have an actual, like, literal example of this. I was trying to move I was trying to move out of my current place, like, in the summer, and like, there wasn't a lot of stuff, so like, this one, I was in contact with this one landlord, and I was about to go see the place, and then she sent me an email, and she's like, yeah, sorry, it's Muslims only.
Oh.
And I was like,
yeah,
okay, fair, like, sure, all right, that's hella illegal, but all right, you know, like.
Yeah, like, I understand why they would, like, I can understand why someone would want to live with people of their own culture, but at the same time, like, you can't really just put it directly out there.
Yeah,
you know,
it's super, it has to be so,
you know what I mean?
But
right, because that's kind of violating the terms and conditions. But anyways, the person who I saw on Reddit who was complaining about this said that he went for a tour, and it's like, the people who had those type of listings, a lot of the time they were violating the codes, like building codes, where it's like single occupancy per room. And he said he saw, like, a house that had 6 guys in one room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
6 people in one room. That is definitely a code violation for sure.
That's,
and then
No, that's just insane.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I think a lot of Waterloo landlords, if they're not, like, companies, the companies all suck, but the ones that are just private landlords, a lot of them are, like, doing these things that violate the codes, you know? And it's just, it's unfair, because it's like, what are students supposed to do?
Yeah. No.
In this situation.
I don't...
It's already hard enough to find housing.
Yeah, I also, I feel like, especially doing that in, like, a student area, like, is just so strange to me.
Exactly. And it's like, the thing is, I think they do it in the student area because they know everyone's desperate and everyone needs a house, especially when we're coming back to school for, like, in person nowadays. Everyone needs to be here. And it's like, if you can't afford to pay for, like, a decent place, you're so desperate to the point that you would just do anything to have a roof over your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it is strange that that's kind of, because, yeah, as you said, like, if there was, like, a white people, or honestly, like, anyone, but especially white, just because, like, dominant culture and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, that would
you
get.
You can never put white only on a boarding house.
Yeah, no, that would get put on the news.
Exactly.
The N-word would get like, not fired, but, like, canceled or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a huge thing, because it's like, Waterloo is a multicultural city. You can't just discriminate people and say, like, oh, we only accept this type of people in our house. Like, I understand the gender thing, because people, like, if it's a female landlord, she may not want to have, like, guys in the house, right?
But, yeah.
Or if it's, like, a unit with all girls, like, they maybe wouldn't want a guy. But to be, like, discriminating on race or nationality just seems, like, very... very backward.
Yeah, it's also, like, segregating, you know what I mean? It's, like, even for the people that live there, if, like, for example, if it's, like, 6 people, like, 6 people from India, and all of them are, like, just new to the country, and maybe don't, like, it's going to be a lot harder for them to sort of
assimilate.
Not that you have to assimilate, but just, you know, to get, you know, learn better English or whatever it is.
Yeah,
you're living with all people from your own country who don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's just going to make your own life potentially harder.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, like, they're kind of just damaging their own, like, progress. Like, but there's, yeah, I don't know.
Because it's like the assimilation thing is an interesting argument, because, like, as an international student, but from a country that mainly spoke English, I don't think it was that hard to assimilate into most stuff in Canada. Like, it's pretty much the same as at home. It's just, like, certain small things that I would have to do at home just because of safety reasons. Like, people don't do it here. Like, I was so shook when I saw that the ATMs here didn't have their, didn't have locks. I was like, what the heck? Isn't that unsafe?
Yeah.
Because at home, we have to have a lock or else someone will literally hold you up and take your money. But, yeah. I wouldn't have been able to settle down, I think, if I hadn't been friends with, like, a bunch of people. Like, I have friends who are international students as well, and also friends who are Canadians. So you have to, like, get out of your bubble, you know? And I guess it's, like, a benefit to being from a small country that, like, fewer people came here from. Because, like, it's not like I could just hang out with only the Jamaicans, because there's, like, four other Jamaicans. That's it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't even know, like, what to say, because it's just, I don't know. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it is,
like, but it's still a problem, because it's like everyone deserves to have a house, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, yeah, like, imagine there's, like, a new immigrant from like a different port, like, say from, like, Syria or something, and they need a house. And then the people are like, nah, sorry, Indians only. You know what I mean?
Or
whatever, Iraqis only. Like, whatever it would be.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, it's not to like stereotype it or anything, but whenever I've looked for houses, the only specific nationality that I ever see people, like, posting is Indian only. So I'm wondering if it's like a pattern, or if it's just because it's like, they're living in the landlord's house and they would prefer someone from the same cultural background. But at the same time, I still think it's wrong to maybe, like, put that directly in the ad, because one, it violates the codes, and two, it, like, it just seems like directly racist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the reason it would probably just be Indian would just because there's, like, a much larger concentration of Indian people in Waterloo compared to, like, other minorities. Yeah. But, like, yeah, I'm sure if you go to, like, you know, different places in Toronto, it's going to be, oh, like, whites only or whatever only, whatever.
Really? Whatever. Would that be a problem in Toronto?
Like, I don't know for sure, but I'm there has to be. There has to be, like, maybe not, like.
Because I saw a story a couple months ago where a woman tried to rent a place in somewhere in the GTA. I think it was Scarborough. And up until that point, she hadn't seen the landlord because it was COVID. So she had done all of her, like, application and stuff online. And I think she had, I can't remember if she had paid a deposit or what, but she came to see the house in person, like, for the tour. And when the landlord realized that she was Black, he was like, no, I'm not going to rent to you anymore.
Yeah, that's honestly horrific.
Yeah. And that happened in Toronto as well.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that just makes no sense at all.
Let's see.
But I guess I maybe have one last story, just to bring us to the finish line, everybody. It's kind of messed up. It's a little more dark than what we just talked about, but I feel like it needs to be discussed. So the French Catholic Church in France has had allegations of reports finding 330,000 children were sexually abused, sexually physically abused, over the past 70 years.
Wow.
Which is...
But honestly, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Like, I don't think anyone's super surprised.
Yeah.
But it's also like, bruh, like, that many that's just like a system of just pedophiles. It's just like a institution. Yeah. Oh, you like little kids? Come be a priest. You know what I mean? Because 330,000.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And it's like, how did that stay quiet for so many years?
It's definitely because like the Catholic Church just holds so much power over certain countries. I think the reason that France kind of leaked it first is because France is like the most secular, or one of the most secular Western nations.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. France is extremely secular. That's why they had like the hijab.
Oh, banner. Right. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, they're generally speaking very secular compared to most European countries. So they're probably just like, yeah, I don't, you know, Catholic Church, y'all are not doing it. So we're gonna expose you.
That reminds me of this Netflix documentary called, it's a docuseries called The Keepers, where basically there was this school in the US. It was a Catholic school and it was like a very good school. So all these girls went there, like young girls, like this from high school, so grade 9 to 12, I think. And I do think there was middle school as well there. But basically they would go there and there was a priest who was systematically molesting and like raping these kids. And they told one of the sisters, like one of the nuns, and she was trying to do something about it, and he killed her.
No way.
Yeah, he killed her.
What? I need to watch that. What?
It's on Netflix. It's called The Keepers, for anyone who wants to watch. It's really disturbing, I will say. Like, especially the descriptions of, like, the child abuse and everything. It seriously made me sick. Like, it really just upsets you. But it's important to watch, I think, if you can handle it, because it's like, this is what people who are supposed to be like holy and good are doing, you know?
Yeah.
No, and it needs to be exposed.
It's just like, it's just so crazy to me though, like such just the sort of like systemic problem that it is, and how it's just like literally across the world.
And it's just ignored.
Yeah, it's just generally, it's just ignored or just swept under the rug.
And it's like people are afraid to expose it because obviously like things like this happen, or because they're afraid to be seen as the person who's like tainting the name of the church or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Like, although like modern society isn't so based in religion as it used to be, it's still considered a taboo to like criticize religious figures or to criticize the church, especially the Catholic Church or any figures in that church, you know?
Just to give a, sorry, I just read this, I'm currently just reading a little bit more info on this thing just so people know. So I think there's this, I guess, this man now who was formerly a child named Francois Devaux, and he set up the Victims Association La Parole Libre, which kind of was like the report about all these crimes.
Oh, okay.
And so I think he was formerly molested or assaulted or whatever by a priest named Bernard Prenat. This man acknowledged that he had been abusing more than 75 boys for decades.
Wow.
75. That's 75. Crazy. That is literally insanity. Mm-hmm. Literally insanity.
That's just a massive problem.
Yeah. I don't even know what else I can say on this topic because it's just so bizarre.
Yeah.
Just dark.
And it's it's kind of bad to say, but it's like everyone kind of knows that this happened in residential schools. But when I saw the documentary, The Keepers, and I was like, oh, this happened in white schools too. Like, I was shocked. I don't know why I was shocked. That's kind of, it sounds kind of weird to say that, but I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, it's the same ideology, pretty much.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's, yeah. Some of these topics, man, they're just, It's just so creepy to think about. It's just like,
I know. And the worst part was that priest, he was supposedly the guidance counselor. So he told all of these poor kids that, like, this is your guidance counseling.
Yeah, no, nah, like, I don't support the death penalty, but, like, I do for like, child molesters. I think they all just need to die, like, to be quite honest. Like, that's kind of messed up, but I don't care. I'm strong in my opinions, everybody. I feel like everybody low-key just wishes all child molesters would just, like, burn in a pit of fire.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I think we're coming to the end of our segment today, everybody. We covered some really random topics, but some important ones, local, international,
and regional.
And, yeah, and regional. Again, thank you everybody for tuning in. This is Radio Laurier News at Noon. And yeah,
thanks everyone.
We will see y'all next.
Oh, actually, in 2 weeks because next week is reading week. So there's no.
So y'all have a great reading week. Enjoy yourself. Don't go too crazy. And we'll see you on October 15th or something around there. Around that.
Yeah. The 5th. Yeah. The week of the 15th. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving when it comes. And thank you for listening.
Cheers, everybody. Bye.
Bye.